In this golden age of home brews and cultures with sauerkraut, beer, kombucha, kimchi, and yogurt all bubbling on countertops, we have something new for you to ferment. A ginger bug. A mix of ginger and sugar that serves as the base for homemade sodas. Sally Swift went to the mind behind NourishKitchen.com, Jennifer McGruther, for some details on this mysterious brew.
Hey, Jennifer, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
So tell me about this ginger bug that we found on your website.
Well, ginger bug is a traditional way for fermenting sodas. And it is a wild ferment. That means that it takes advantage of all the wild yeasts and bacteria that exist naturally in your home. It's essentially a slurry of sugar and ginger and water. And that combination helps to promote the proliferation of beneficial bacteria and wild yeast. So it functions a lot like a sourdough starter.
Mm-hmm.
The way a sourdough starter might leaven bread, a ginger bug can give homemade sodas their fizz and their bubbles. So it's a really remarkable way to make homemade sodas.
So it's almost like kombucha in a way, that sweetened tea that you ferment. But you usually add a mother or something to a kombucha, right? With the ginger bug, it becomes its own bacteria, correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
Kombucha is a fermented tonic, very similar to homemade soda, except that a kombucha relies on a SCOBY, or
mm-hmm.
that is a symbiotic colony of bacteria and yeast, to give it its bacteria. Whereas a ginger bug relies, it's a wild ferment, so it relies on the bacteria and yeast that exist naturally in your environment, on your hands, on your cooking utensils, to inoculate the slurry of, you know, ginger and sugar with the bacteria that will eventually make your homemade sodas fizzy and fermented.
So how do you go about making your own ginger bug?
Well, the great way, it's very, very easy to start. And fortunately, you only need two ingredients, essentially, and that's fresh ginger and whole unrefined cane sugar, although white sugar will work as well. And essentially, you take a knob of ginger and you grate it until you have about 2 heaping tablespoons. And then you combine that with 2 tablespoons sugar and 2 tablespoons filtered water. So it's a really easy recipe to remember.
Mm-hmm.
And you let that sit on your countertop, and every day for about 5 days, and again, because it's wild ferment, it may take more or less time depending on your kitchen and your environment, but every day for 5 days, mix an additional 2 tablespoons ginger, 2 tablespoons sugar, and 2 tablespoons water into your jar. And eventually, this will create an environment that allows beneficial bacteria to proliferate, and that will be your ginger bug.
And I'm assuming you're uncovered, because if you cover it, the bacteria is not getting in. Is that correct?
Well, the bacteria will get into a covered environment. However, you want to make sure that it's not an airtight environment in this case. One of the best ways to cover it is actually using cheesecloth, and that will allow the ferment to breathe, essentially, which attracts wild yeast.
Mm-hmm. And so how do you use it?
So once you have it nice and bubbly, so again, this takes about 5 days, you'll notice that it takes on a yeasty smell similar to beer brewing. And that's the bacteria and yeast doing their work. And at that point, you strain off about 1/4 cup of the liquid. Mix that into sweetened tea, fruit juice, or a combination. And then you pour it into a flip-top bottle or mason jar and secure that tightly. So at this point, you want it to be airtight, because that is what's going to set the bubbles. And let it ferment for about 3 to 5 days after that. Make sure to burp it from time to time and to prevent over-accumulation of carbon dioxide and other
gases.
Or
it's going to blow?
That's something you should be careful of. It's unusual to have homemade ferments like kombuchas or, you know, ginger ales and the like explode. But it does happen depending on how hot your kitchen is. And again, it's a very, very rare event. But that's why you want to burp the jar.
All right. Jennifer, it's such an interesting topic. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Jennifer McGruther is the author of The Nourished Kitchen,